America's Voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. And here are three big things you need to know for hour number two. Number three, after 17 years, the cicadas are coming out of the ground and they could put on a show of monumental proportions. Of course, it could just give you a massive headache, too. We'll talk about it. And number two, all that glitters is gold. Well, unless it's copper. Either way, both are at all-time record highs today. What does that really mean? Well, it means building and investing is really quite interesting right now. And number one, we need a history lesson on race and the danger of white liberals preaching the gospel of victimhood. In fact, if you go back in time and listen to people who understand what Jim Crow laws were really all about and segregation and racism, you might just learn that what I've been telling you and what I tell you here every day is true. Republicans have always been the champions of freedom. Conservatives have always been the champions of the individual and individual freedom. The white liberals are the most dangerous. The existential threat to America, to Western civilization, yes, white liberals, and those they can convince to have the same perverted thoughts, the distorted thoughts about America, attacking this nation, lying, and spearing those that were here before us, and millions of us that are here right now. Is America perfect? No, of course not. Not by any stretch. But we are closer than any nation in history. That's proven by one basic fact. America is the longest continuous functioning government in world history. America has created more opportunity. America has created more freedom than any government in history. Dictators come and go. Free people will always prosper. Does that mean we all get to win? No. Simply put, no. It means we all get a chance to compete. You understand? That's equality. Equality. Equity is equal outcomes. Equality is the chance to compete. But you don't have to get that lesson. Get that lesson in freedom from a man who many consider a radical, and in many ways he was. But what he has to say from the grave is incredibly instructional in so many ways that it's frankly priceless. Listen to this from Malcolm X. Bite one.
There are many whites who are trying to solve the problem, but you never see them going under the label of liberals. That white person that you see calling himself a liberal is the most dangerous thing in the entire Western Hemisphere. He's the most deceitful. He's like a fox. And a fox is always more dangerous in the forest than the wolf. You can see the wolf coming. You know what he's up to. But the fox will fool you. He comes at you with his mouth shaped in such a way that even though you see his teeth, you think he's smiling. You take him for a friend.
There are many whites who act friendly toward Negroes. A fox acts friendly toward the lamb. And usually the fox is the one who ends up with the lamb chop on his plate. The wolf doesn't act friendly, and therefore the wolf has more difficulty in getting the lamb chop in his plate.
There are many whites who are trying to solve the problem, but you never see them going under the label of liberals. That white person that you see calling himself a liberal is the most dangerous thing in the entire Western Hemisphere. He's the most deceitful. He's like a fox. And a fox is almost...
So you see Malcolm X explaining clearly in the 1960s, the white liberal is like a fox, smiling. The wolf isn't friendly. The fox smiles to convince you, it's okay, let me in the hen house, it'll be fine. You explain that about the perils of black people, the perils that they face from white liberals. He knew then what I've told you for years, the most racist people I've ever known are white liberals. And according to Malcolm X, I was onto something there. And while we're allowing Malcolm X to teach history class today, what about these so-called black leaders? You know, the ones that always appear in Minneapolis and Portland, Cleveland and Chicago, Washington, Miami and Atlanta. Are these so-called black leaders, are they for real? Are they genuine? Or are they altogether different? Well, according to Malcolm X, they're altogether different. And maybe something that he can explain from the 1960s still rings true today. You see, truth is truth. And when Malcolm X called out the white liberal in the 1960s, he was spot on. And the self-appointed, self-anointed black leaders or leaders of any group, and they support, I'm the leader here. Based on what exactly? Bite number two, listen to this.
Well, the large number of white students who have gone into the South, for example, working for SNCC and other organizations.
Not working for SNCC or other organizations, but working for the white political machines who benefit by the voting efforts of Negroes.
Okay. Today, you could point to a large number of Negro leaders who have consistently betrayed Negroes in a whole host of areas.
They aren't really Negro leaders. These are puppets that have been put in front of the Negro community by white liberals. These are parrots that have been put in front of the Negro community by white liberals. You can't name me a Negro leader who has been betrayed Negroes, who has not been endorsed, sanctioned, subsidized, and supported by the white liberals.
Endorsed, sanctioned, paid for, propped up by white liberals, black leaders, African-American leaders. Just replace the vernacular of the day with the vernacular of this day, today. And what's changed? You look at Kim Klasick and all the work she did in Baltimore, for example, walking through the slums of Baltimore. 50 years of Democrat leadership. Chicago, it's a shooting gallery, a bloodbath day after day. 50 years of Democrat leadership. Philadelphia, the same. Washington, D.C., worse. Democrat leadership and the destruction of America's inner cities. They make promises. Oh, we're going to get kids out of poverty. We're going to raise taxes. We're going to fix this. Rich have to pay their fair share so we can fix this. Corporations have to pay their fair share because we can fix this. Fix it. They've squandered trillions of dollars since the year of my birth. Lyndon Baines Johnson signed into law the Great Society bills in 1965. More than $20 trillion has been spent since 1965 on the Great Society. And what have we done? Again, look around Baltimore. Look at the tent cities in Los Angeles. San Francisco used to be a destination. Now it's a dump. This is what Democrat leadership, taxing the rich and making sure people pay their fair share, has done for America. I don't mind if people pay their fair share, and I don't mind if you tax the rich fairly. But I do mind when you squander the resources and continue to lie. Malcolm X knew white liberals were dangerous. They would sell you a bill of goods, and they would smile the whole time. Remember this, smiling faces tell lies. That's a 1960s song too, isn't it? Smiling faces, they tell lies. There's your history lesson for today. Quick break, it's 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing?
It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids?
Out of the question?
Is the American dream?
Out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.